Good morning. My name is Mike. This is The Odd Pod, and today we are lucky enough to be talking with Aaron Dowd. Aaron's been podcasting for quite a few years, and you may know him from The Podcasting Dude, but he's starting a new channel. Well, I guess he's just rebranding it, and it's going to be called Podcasting with Aaron. So let's go. And off we go. And all I'm really going to do is I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. I mean, well,
let's do a podcast episode.
Yeah, let's make a podcast. See, that's the thing. I was listening to your podcast. Well, first, let me just do a quick little intro here. You restarted your podcast recently. So I have I have here on the Odd Pod, this is Aaron Dowd. And hello, hello. His podcast is, you'll have to forgive me here.
Oh, it used to be The Podcast Dude. And then this year I decided, you know what? I want to change the name to Podcasting with Aaron. Something simple. Yeah.
Do you want to give me a quick rundown on it?
The show or the name change?
The show.
The show. It's all about podcasting. I got really into listening to podcasts back in 2008. And I've also been a musician for most of my life. Started playing drums when I was 12, and I just love sound and I love music. So when I discovered podcasts, I was like, wow, this is like anybody. It's like, it's almost like having a band. Anybody can do it and you can talk about whatever you want. And it's just like a parallel form of self-expression. And I love this. And so I got curious about, you know, what goes into making and publishing a podcast. And it was pretty complicated back in 2011 when I started looking into launching my first one. I had to like set up a WordPress website and like use some plugin to generate something called an RSS feed. And then I had to submit that to Apple and a few other places to get it all together. And then of course it was like, well, what do you talk about on the show? How do you record the audio? What kind of gear do you need? How do you do the editing? How do you make sure it doesn't sound like crap? There was just all this stuff, but I was really into it. I was like, it's complicated, but it's fun for me as a musician and as someone who enjoys creating things. And then, you know, word got out that I was doing this and a couple people asked me for help. And I was like, sure, I can help you. There was a show that I listened to that I thought I could help. So I reached out to them and just started getting involved. And eventually I kind of became known and started pitching myself as the podcast dude, just a guy you could talk to about podcasting. And I was getting, you know, dozens of emails. I got tired of answering the emails. So I started a podcast and a YouTube channel. And it's just kind of it's all snowballed from there. So my show is just talking about what I've learned about podcasting, answering people's questions about podcasts. Just the whole world.
Now, you had a bit of a delay between, it looks like July 24th and then December 5th. And, sorry.
Delayed. No.
I'm just curious, like, what made you jump back into it, like, after July? Like, what made you take a pause?
Oh, well, no. So I've had a real struggle over the past. Let's say there's really been two seasons, and the first season was from the show launch in 2015. I think it was March of 2015. I launched and I did weekly episodes consistently for two and a half years until. I think it was the end of 2016. I did something like 75 episodes, week, long time. And then I stopped to finish some online courses that I wanted to produce, one about using GarageBand, one about using Logic, and one about podcasting in general. And they were kind of big courses. It was like 100 lessons, a deep dive into podcasting. And so I finished them and I launched them. And then I pretty soon after started a new full-time job. But truthfully, also I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and probably a little bit of depression, just like a little bit of mental health issues and partially self-inflicted. Like I was probably drinking more than I should have. And I was getting high a little bit too much. Truthfully, like those are things I enjoy doing, but it was also to kind of deal with, I think, and numb some of the anxiety I had about situations in my life. And I wasn't in a good place mentally. So I tried a couple times to produce episodes. I did produce some episodes here and there. I'd finish an interview. I'd finish a solo show, I think, but just not consistently. This year, of course, 2020 has been a ride of a year, and I know really hard for a lot of people. I've been fortunate to maintain employment and to basically be safe. I've been working from home since 2014, so my life didn't actually change too much other than all the things happening outside. But I've been working on my personal health and my fitness and my mental health for the past 4 or 5 months, resting more and feeling good. So I just recently relaunched and committed to doing weekly episodes again on Saturdays and video episodes too. So that's been really fun.
Oh, excellent. I'm sorry if I seem distracted there for a second, but I just had to turn off my furnace because I'm in the basement. And as soon as I heard the furnace come on, I'm like, son of a bitch.
I sound.
Grab my phone and
I didn't hear it. So that's, you know, I don't know how much it affects the sound quality.
Well, I don't think it affects that much. It's just, that's the thing about being a podcaster in your home is that all of a sudden you get these unexpected noises out of nowhere. Like my dog might start barking or the furnace might turn on or my kids would be home from school in about 3 minutes and then pandemonium.
I you know, that's part of the charm for me. I don't like where there's a ton of background noise and it's distracting when you're trying to listen to someone talk. But the charm of like anything can happen at someone's house has always been kind of appealing for me when it comes to podcasts.
Yeah, I enjoy it too. So what are you listening to for podcasts? And like, what are the ones that inspire you? Like your top three now, like when you're working out, for example, you're probably listening to music. Well, I'm guessing, I don't know, but
I listen to some, sometimes I listen to some like really deep, like economics podcasts, like, the Lawfare podcast. I dig into that. Sometimes, I don't know. Sometimes I like brain stimulation, just listening to really smart people talk about stuff that I'm not that familiar with. I just always found it kind of interesting. My top shows right now, number one podcast and the one that's truthfully kind of inspired me to dive back in, is a podcast called Deep Questions with Cal Newport. And Cal Newport is an author and a theoretical computer scientist who is just really on top of his game, really, really smart dude. And just like this calm, empathetic, intelligent voice that talks about productivity and how to live a deep focused life. And not in the way that there's like, you know, there's the hustle culture out there that just encourages you to just grind and, you know, throw yourself at stuff and burn out basically. But he really advocates for a thoughtful, considerate approach to life. And it's just like, it reminds me of the kind of shows that I discovered when I first started listening to podcasts, which was just somebody who is passionate about something, talking about it and without big corporate sponsorship, although he does have sponsors now, but basically just an independent, just a person in their studio talking about something that they care about. And it really resonates with me. So Deep Questions with Cal Newport, definitely my favorite show. He does 2 episodes a week and it's always top of my list because it's just like, I've been saying this is like a warm bath for my mind. And then after that, I like The Pivot Show by Kara Fisher and
I love The Pivot.
Kara Swisher, rather.
Kara Swisher. Yes, that one. I'm like, if you like that, you're gonna love The Pivot with Scott Galloway and Kara Swisher.
Scott Galloway and Kara Swisher. I just find them a really funny duo. They're very, very often sarcastic and sometimes slightly inappropriate, but they just have a really good time talking about what's going on in news and tech and politics and society. And I love that dynamic of like co-hosts with good chemistry, good back and forth,
and not so afraid to call each other's bullshit out.
Exactly. And they'll call each other out if one of them makes a mistake, and that's fun for me. So that's a good the pivot podcast. And then Exponent by Ben Thompson of Stratechery, just another guy who is pays a lot of attention to what's happening in tech and society and how they affect each other. And then he always has a really insightful insights into all the stuff that's going on. So yeah, Deep Questions, Pivot, and Exponent are kind of my top shows, but so I like a lot of shows that are kind of like that.
You're in Fort Worth, Texas?
I am in Fort Worth, just outside of Fort Worth, Texas, a little town called Granbury.
Did your dad work for Tandy or something, or your mom?
No, my dad worked in tech a little bit, but he'd been with Lockheed Martin for the past 15 years of his career, I think it was, 10 or 15 years of his career.
Tandy, yeah. Fort Worth, right?
I actually did not know, or I do not know that. A little bit. I haven't heard the name in a while.
Well, no, they went south pretty quick. But
it's a hard industry to be a part of. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. And you got Dell in there too. So,
yeah, Dell is Austin, I believe. But yeah, Fort Worth's a pretty quiet city. I've only recently started to come to appreciate it.
Yeah, it's funny as like the areas that you grow up in, you leave them for a while, then you come back and you're like, why'd I ever leave?
Well, I know why I left, because this area of Texas is pretty boring and full of cowboys. I was like, as a teenager, not what I was into, not what I was looking for.
Yeah, but, no, I agree. I would agree. So now you're going to get back into podcasting, and are you going to like, will you be interviewing people every week? Or are you going to be talking about what's new, or just, are you going to be trying to inspire podcasters?
Yeah. So I have a couple, the overall theme of the show is just me talking about what I think is important related to podcasting. But a lot of the times that takes the form of a question and answer. So somebody will ask me a question, or I'll see a question and I want to talk about that. I will do interviews. I will talk to people about, usually there's a theme or a topic and I want to talk to someone about that. But sometimes I'll just be like, oh, this is a person who works in podcasting. I want to introduce them to my audience and have other people be aware of what they do. But then I'll talk about, I'll occasionally have like a news segment on my show where I'm like, here's a couple articles I think you guys should check out this week. Recommendations. It's just kind of whatever I think is important and whatever I want to speak to about. But I do enjoy getting asked questions and then asking questions and starting conversations and then using that as fuel for the show.
Do you script an outline prior to creating a podcast, or you just go straight off the top of your head?
It's a little bit of both. I do like to script an outline. I like to write, starting at kind of like a high level, have a theme, write some headlines, write an outline, write down my thoughts. I just find that like it helps me say the things I want to say and not forget what I think is important to say, what's important to communicate. But then sometimes I just ad lib, or I'll just add stuff, or I'll go on tangents. It's kind of like a prepared live performance.
Well, you're 35 now, right? Roughly. The thing is, at this age, you can still remember a lot, but give it time, a little bit of gray hair. And memory is directly correlated to sleep. So I'm just saying, get as much sleep as you can, because if you ever have kids, you'll get no sleep and then your memory will just go.
Oh yeah. No, I have become, over the past 10 years, I pay a lot of attention to how my habits and my choices affect how I feel and how I perform. And I've realized that sleep is the foundation for a good life. Like 8 hours of sleep, it's non-negotiable for me. Like I don't even like staying out past 9 anymore. So it's funny because I feel pretty youthful, and I know I look youthful, because they're like, in the past month I've had 3 different people look at me like 35. I'm like, yeah, thank you. but it is because I guard my sleep with a passion. Like it is my most prized possession. It's my bedtime. And then I also try to eat well and exercise, and just, you know, not have too many vices.
So when it comes to your own podcast, so you mentioned that you edit, do you still edit in Garage?
I actually edit in Logic Pro 10.
That's a paid app, correct? I believe it is.
$200, paid for it back in 2014, still using it.
Yeah, you know, I think I have it on here because I have a MacBook Pro and I have access to Final Cut Pro. And I think I bought the whole bundle, so I think Logic Pro is included.
Yeah, it's a great app to learn it.
Yeah. And where do you host your podcast, just out of curiosity?
I use Simplecast. I was one of the early users. The second show I ever edited, the guy, one of the hosts, was the co-founder of it. And I eventually got to work for them from 2018 to early 2020. And help them build up. But it's a great hosting platform, especially for independent podcasters, although they ended up with a lot of very professional, large shows as well. So
that's good to know. And now, speaking of tools, when we booked this session here, we use, what's that app called? Calendly?
Calendly. Yeah. So Calendly is a really great scheduling tool I found. You know, this problem when you're like, you're talking to someone over Twitter or email and you're like, hey, we should have a call. And they say, yeah. And you say, what time is good for you? It's a terrible question, because like, you know, even if that person has a calendar, then they're like, well, I don't know, what time is good for you? And you just get in this black hole of nobody knows what's a good time. Calendly allows you to easily set up a calendar that anyone, if you can share a link with them, and anyone can go and pick out a time slot that is open in your calendar. So you can do things like connect your Google Calendar to it to automatically block off time that you're not available. So what I can do is, and I primarily do this for work because I try not to do professional things outside of like 9 and 5 every day. But I sent you a link and I was like, you pick a time. I know that like if it's open on Calendly, it's because I don't have anything scheduled for that time. And you picked a time that worked for you. It's so easy. You just say, here's my Calendly link, pick a time that works for you. And it makes it easy for everyone.
Do you have any other tools that you would suggest for podcasters to use?
Oh boy.
I really like blog posts perhaps on it.
There's a few. All right, if we're talking about, are we talking about software tools specifically, or do we want to dive into hardware?
Too? Well, it depends.
Yeah. Well, get a decent microphone. Let's start there, USB or otherwise. For tools that I use, I don't know. I think a to-do list app is great for organizing like topic lists of things you want to talk about or things that you need to do. Let's see. Their writing apps are all kind of the same. So I think it is good to write an outline for your episodes. If you're using a Mac, QuickTime is a great free tool for just recording your audio file. Even if you're talking on something like StreamYard, which is what you're using to record, or Squadcast, which is a program, a web app that I like for recording as well. I know Descript is a great app that allows you to record. I think they do like Skype call type recording and then also transcriptions. And it is a paid app, but seems like they're really pushing podcast recording and tools forward. I just haven't dove in and tried it myself yet. But Descript is pretty cool. And then Logic for me, it's kind of like primarily I need a web app that allows me to record conversations if I need to have them like with you or somebody else. And then I need a tool for editing, which is Logic Pro 10 in my case. I think it's if you do a Google search for podcasting workflows or how to podcast, you'll very quickly get a sense of the different tools that are available for producing a podcast. And then it's just kind of up to you to try and see what feels good and what fits for you. And then know that like, you know, scheduling guests is going to be tools like Calendly are helpful with that. The recording tools are helpful. And then everything else is just figuring out what you want to say, how to record it, how to edit it, how to publish it, and then how to promote it. So there's a variety of choices for tools for all of those things.
Yeah. And now just a curiosity, like obviously we've seen like a really steep influx of new podcasts. Mm. I think we can both agree that there's so much room, like there's no cap to the podcast. It's just like YouTube, you know, some of us may all be in the same, like true crime, for example. Say we're all in true crime. There's 300 podcasts about true crime. Yep. And that's with more than, say, 10 episodes. And probably 3,000 with only one episode. Mm-hmm. But I think it's fair to say that podcasting is growing. There's lots of room there. If you're going to give any new podcaster out there some advice, what would you tell them? Just to do it or anything else? Or
I'd give them a few pieces of advice. The first one is to write down and then think about these two questions. What do you want to get out of doing a podcast? And then what do you want your podcast to give to other people? Or what do you want other people to get out of your podcast? I think those are two really important questions to think about and write about and get clarity on before you start. Because something I see a lot of people doing is they'll start a podcast because it seems like fun. And truthfully, it is, especially if you enjoy learning new things, trying new things, creating, doing self-expression, and putting your voice out there for other people. It can be fun. But actually growing it and continuing to do it and putting in the work required to publish week after week or on a biweekly schedule or push out a season of episodes, the work itself gets a little bit less fun over time, and it can turn into a bit of a grind. It is a responsibility. It is time consuming, and it can be resource. It does cost money as well, unless you go kind of like the cheapest route and go with free hosting, which has a few of its own problems. But all that to say is it's not an easy path to growing a huge audience and making lots of money. So if that's kind of what you're thinking of doing, that's kind of like your motivation for starting a podcast. Oh, I'd love to have a big audience and make lots of sponsorship money. You're going to be in for a bad time. But if you're willing to commit to showing up, to producing a show that you really love, and I think this is important too, it's like, if you've been listening to podcasts for a while, you probably kind of have a sense of the type of show that you want to do or the type of show that you really enjoy. Pursue that, follow that, stay in touch with like what you want to create and what you want to put out there. And remember that like it's not just going to be about you. It should also be about your listener and your audience. Like if you're just showing up and sharing your opinion, it's going to be a little bit hard to convince people to listen. You have to keep them in mind, and you have to consider why somebody else might give you their time and their attention. But if you want to grow a community of listeners, if you're willing to invest in your listeners and to try to show up and provide something interesting or valuable or funny to them week after week for years, then good things will happen. And the act of creating a podcast isn't in itself very rewarding. It's rewarding in ways that you probably won't understand at first, but will become more apparent over time. So yeah, just hang in there. If you run into roadblocks too, do Google searches. There's a lot of stuff you're going to have to learn about. You'll make mistakes. Recordings will be lost. There'll be weird sounds on your recording sometimes. There's just a lot of weird, like little technical hurdles that you'll have to get over. But don't give up. Do your best. Try to finish and publish something, and make a few test episodes first to get the hang of it before you start publishing things for real.
Yeah, and a person can always pivot halfway through.
And you can always pivot. Absolutely. I pivoted after 5 years. I recorded for 2 years, took 3 years off, tried recording a few more things, and then jumped back into it. You know, 5 years later, it's fine. Like just try to have fun with it.
Now, do you think you're going to keep doing this in the next few years, or what's your plan with it?
Yep. Weekly, getting on a weekly cadence helps me because I have a tendency to lean towards perfectionism and to want to over-deliver, which can paralyze me. So knowing that I'm going to produce something on Saturday helps me keep it realistic. Like, what can I actually deliver on a weekly basis? Like, it can't be this, thousands of words, like deeply researched, huge thing. I have to kind of keep it limited in scope. But it also creates more of a, it feels more like a, doing something for a community of people, and just showing up consistently and saying like, hey, I'm going to try to provide you something valuable. If you show up and give me some of your time, I'm going to ask you questions. I'm going to give you a chance to talk about what you're thinking about, to leave comments, things like that. And I know I will also get better the more that I do it. I get better at speaking. I get better at writing. My thinking becomes clearer. So I'm doing this for myself. I'm also trying to do it for the people who like just love this kind of stuff and want to learn about it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate all that. One last quick question though. Can you tell me, when it comes to your own podcast history, what would you say your most downloaded episode was? Just out of curiosity, number wise, and what the topic was.
Yeah, no, I know this because Simplecast has a nice like top five downloaded episodes. It was the episode I did sometime after, it was fairly recent, I think 2018 or 2019. It was about getting a job as a podcast editor or producer. What was it? I'm going to go look at my dashboard right now. How to get a job as a podcast producer, I'm pretty sure is what it was. Yeah, the idea being there, like, what kind of employment is available for people in podcasting? And this is something I actually have experience with because I went from being a junior front-end web developer to being a full-time podcast editor and producer. Yeah, how to get a job producing podcast, episode 80. Yeah, there are jobs out there. It's not necessarily like the highest paying job. It can be a lot of work, but it definitely beats like what I was doing for half of my 20s, which was producing spark plug boots in a factory. So like this kind of stuff, if you enjoy it, pursue it. There's even more so now than ever before. There's more jobs you can do remotely. If you have a computer, if you have a webcam and a microphone and you're okay with talking with people and doing podcasting type work, there are opportunities out there. And I think I even gave some examples and linked to some job postings, although I'm sure they're not up to date anymore. Podjobs.com.net. Podjobs.net. From James Cridland, his website. It's got an up-to-date list of podcast jobs. So go check those out. And yeah, good luck.
That's my next sponsor, I think.
Podjobs?
Yeah. Great one for Canada. Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, well, listen, I appreciate you coming on the show. Can I just ask you, after I end broadcast, can you stick around for like just 1 minute? I know the time's short here. And where can people find you online?
Yeah. So Podcasting with Aaron is the website, podcastingwithaaron.com. It's also the name of the show, YouTube. And if you're on Twitter, might consider getting off Twitter, but my handle there is the podcast dude. It's a noisy, noisy place. I am pretty sure I should not spend any time there, but here I still do.
Well, okay. All right. Well, thanks very much. I'm going to hit end broadcast now.
Hey, thank you for your time. I appreciate you and people who are listening.
Okay, well, thank you very much.